New York ISO Monitor says more data needed to verify out-of-market actions, written by Vincent Gabriel, and read by an automated voice. The New York ISO Market Monitoring Unit cannot verify the need for out-of-market actions on the part of transmission owners for reliability, it told the Installed Capacity Working Group on December 1.
This is because the tariff does not specifically grant the MMU the power to obtain the data necessary to verify such actions, said Palace Lee Van Schaik, vice president at Potomac Economics, the MMU. Lee Van Schaik included the analysis as part of a presentation of the third quarter state of the market report in response to stakeholder questions on the first quarter report in August. The MMU is unable to verify whether all day ahead reliability units and supplemental resource evaluation calls are scheduled because of actual reliability needs. These out-of-market actions actually became less frequent in New York City because of new 138 kilovolts transmission, but 23% of them could not be verified.
Lee Van Schaik said that while the New York ISO tariff gives the MMU broad access to data from market parties and sellers, DOs do not specifically qualify as either. This means the MMU is dependent on the data that DOs give to New York ISO, which are frequently not detailed enough to verify reliability calls. He noted, however, that New York ISO has begun to receive more detailed information on out-of-market commitments in recent months.
Multiple stakeholders expressed concern that the monitor had their hands tied trying to get data from TOs. A TO representative said they had a unique responsibility for local reliability and that this had to be taken into consideration should any new regulations be developed. Stakeholders and the MMU seemed open to discussing the issue further at upcoming meetings, which may create calls for tariff changes to address information gaps. State of the market. All-in prices range from $62 per megawatt-hour in the North Country to $100 per megawatt-hour in New York City, up 36-50% from last year. Lee Van Schaik said that this was primarily driven by natural gas price increases of 42-66%.
Additionally, New York ISO became a net exporter of energy to Quebec for the first time in summer, averaging 480 megawatts.
Canada's exports to the ISO fell 1.4 gigawatts year over year. July's heat waves led load to peak at 30.6 gigawatts, 6% higher than last year's. Congestion revenues rose 35% year over year, caused by transmission outages in western New York and New York City. Long Island lines accounted for the largest share of congestion statewide, particularly on high load days in July. Over the summer, the monitor identified an average of 2.2 gigawatts of forced outages on high load days, far higher than the anticipated 1.6 gigawatts of market outages. During the most extreme heat waves, additional capacity was unavailable in real time because of the inability of generators to ramp ambient heat and ambient humidity. In total, these three factors removed 600 megawatts of capacity statewide. Lee Van Schaik said this overstated significantly the available capacity on the market. Other business.
The ICAP Working Group also reviewed tariff revisions for the Improved Duct Firing Modeling Project and the New York ISO/Hydro-Quebec Interconnection Agreement.
It also discussed revisions to the aggregation manual for municipal electric utilities.
New York ISO staff said they believe a new section of the manual will need to be added to support the participation of distributed energy resources within municipal utility territories. In addition, New York ISO responded to stakeholder requests for information about how much generation had elected to be considered firm for the 2026-27 capability year.
In New York City, 7.6 gigawatts of capacity elected as firm, representing 82% of capacity covered by the firm fuel option. On Long Island, 89% of capacity elected firm, totaling 4.6 gigawatts. In the Capital District, which is the only area upstate modeled as being fuel constrained, 80% of eligible capacity totaling 2.8 gigawatts elected firm.